The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. Recently, in evidence of the frustration millions of Americans are feeling with the current quick ride into socialism, was heard from a South Carolina representative as Mr. Obama was making a speech to a joint session of the Congress. As Mr. Obama was making his case for his government takeover of medicine, Representative Joe Wilson from South Carolina erupted with, "You lie." While voices from the floor of Congress during a speech from the podium is not too unusual, the bold accusation that "you lie" is unusual. I'm not sure this has ever happened before. Generally, there's enough respect for the office of president to keep this from happening. Not so now. Was Representative Wilson right? While the news media and the two political parties kicked the statement around from their usual "what do you think, what do I think" philosophy, they could draw no definitive right or wrong from it. This is what happens when one leaves off principled thinking. Let's look at this from a different perspective. The Bible says plainly, "Thou shalt not bear false witness." That Mr. Obama is trying to hide the coverage of illegal aliens in his so-called health care program is obvious from the fuzzy language in the 1,000-page proposed law. This is what prompted Representative Wilson's outburst. When language of a law is not definite, you can make it say anything you want when it's later being applied. Thomas Jefferson warned us about this when he said, quote, "Laws are made for men of ordinary understanding and should therefore be written by the ordinary rules of common sense. Their meaning is not to be sought for in subtleties which can make anything mean everything," he said, "or nothing at one's pleasure." When our founders created our republic, they created the greatest government in the history of the world. And they did so by writing a law the average person can read in 1 hour, our U.S. Constitution. Think about that. Why would we ever write a law that has so many words it takes 1,000 pages to contain them? What is being hidden in this smokescreen of wordiness? It simply is a symptom of our national government being out of control. Thus, no honest-hearted person can say that Representative Wilson's statement is not the truth. He simply said what many have thought, but perhaps didn't have the courage to say. On the other hand, the Bible also says, "Speak the truth in love." This means both our reason and our timing for saying something must be right. We cannot judge Representative Wilson's deepest reasons for his statement, for only God knows his heart. However, we can judge the timing of a statement on the floor of our Congress. There are rules of debate that necessitate one speaker waiting for another to finish before questioning the first speaker's position. Otherwise, debate would turn into a shouting match where absolutely nothing is accomplished. Note many current TV discussions. Thus, the representative's timing of his remarks was wrong, and he should admit to the House of Representatives that the timing of his statement was wrong. In this critical hour when our liberty is being given away at breakneck speed, shouldn't we determine in our hearts to be courageous in speaking the truth, even as Representative Wilson has done, but also that we submit to God in why and when to speak that truth? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our Christian History Seminars, by visiting www.heritageministriesky.net. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.